So I thought today I would just give you a few tips, just like three simple tips to help you make sure that the rest of the year does actually go as you want. Sometimes we're in that space where we're just not feeling like it's all possible for things to go well, and we just kind of want it like over and done and out of the way. Completely understand that. I know we've all had times like that where we just feel like we wish this year was over. All the crap stuff seems to have happened this year. Let's start a blank page. Let's turn over a new leaf. And of course, we really associate the new year with that. But we're like three quarters of the way through. There are still 3 months. So let's try and make this as good as we possibly can for all of us going forward. That's kind of my first point, really, is I think it's really helpful to sometimes stop seeing the year as this big, like, solid unit of time. We do tend to do that, don't we? Because we work on our lovely Gregorian, is that right? Calendar system, where we have 12 months and we're very, like, aware of how we move through those 12 months and how far through exactly we are. And every year we're like, oh my word, it's Christmas again. How the heck did that happen? It can be really helpful just to try and step yourself outside of that and stop seeing the year as this solid unit and attributing everything to that year. Because what can happen is we can kind of look back on the whole of the year and be like, ugh, this block of time so far, I've just had this happen, I've had that happen, it's been rubbish, it's all been crap. And therefore, the rest of this year is going to be the same way. And when you kind of break it down and start looking at things a bit differently, it's not always like that. And time isn't indistinct units like that. It's just this ongoing flowing thing. It's like a river. And we can navigate a new course on that river at any time, just because we've been through the rapids the rest of the year. Ooh, analogy coming up on the spot here. I like this. Just because we've been through the rapids doesn't mean we can't suddenly steer into calmer waters. And it doesn't mean that all the time going forward can't be fine where it's felt rough over the last few months. So if you're feeling a bit like, oh, fuck 2023, it's been horrible. Apologies for swearing if anybody's not keen on that. Then, you know, we don't have to feel like we're stuck in that, and it doesn't have to define the rest of the year for us. So just take it as like time flows on. I can decide what gets to happen from this point on for the rest of the year and ongoing into the future as well. Now, some people like to have solid blocks of time and be like, I'm in quarter four now. I know that by the end of December, beginning of January, I really want to be X place in my business or my life, or I want to meet this deadline by that time. And that can be really motivational if that works really well for you. And that can be helpful, but it can also, depending on our state of mind and where we are, it can put us in a mindset of panic to finish the year well and get all the stuff done. And it depends how much panic we're in. Like, a little bit of stress is motivational. Too much stress and panic sabotages us, and it cuts off our ability to do the things we want to do. So we don't want to be like flipped over into that shit, I've got to finish everything in time mindset and feeling. Or we can do what we were just talking about and be like, well, there's no point now. I might as well wait until the new year starts. And if we do that now, then we've kind of written off like a quarter of a year. We've written off a big, big chunk. So neither of those things is especially helpful. So let's step away from this like discrete units of time thing and just say, it's going forward and I'm going to define things from now on, not by what's happened before. Second thing to think about is that you always get to be in control of the here and now. So whatever's happened before, whatever's happened afterwards, nothing's happened afterwards, it can't. Whatever's going to happen afterwards, you know, we're always in control of the present moment. And that's the only thing we are ever in control of, is this present moment now and how we show up for now. We have a limited sphere of influence. We can't affect what's going on in the rest of the world, much as we might dearly love to, dear God, wouldn't we all at the moment? But you know, we have our sphere of influence. We can do what we can do within our own world to make things better for our existing experience and for the experience of people around us. So let's take our worry away from what's going on in the rest of the world. Check in with it, but don't be, you know, swallowed up by it. And just bring it back to the present moment, to what you can control, how you can show up now, and how you can positively influence the world around you and what's going to happen for the rest of the year. So bring it back to your zone of control. You can affect how you feel. You can affect. Where's Ben Affleck? What's he do? You can affect the things you can influence right now. So what would you like that present experience to be? How do you want to show up in the world at this moment, regardless of what is going on outside of that? That doesn't mean burying your head in the sand, not feeling empathy, not feeling sad about anything else that's happening outside of your world. But within your world, you can create your experience and make that as you want it to be. And the final thing is just to shift into that way of thinking going forward. So if you want things to be easy, like if that's your key word and you're thinking, yeah, I just would really like an easy end to 2023, what does that look like? What does easy look like for you? How can you make it easy? Because it's easy for us to sit there and say, I'd like it to be easy, and then get to the end of the year and be like, well, that wasn't easy. You know, what happened there? I wanted it to be easy and nothing came along. How can you make it easy? What would easy look like? And how can you take the steps to make sure that easy actually does happen for you over the next 2 or 3 months? And again, appreciating that not everything is within our control, but what can you control to make life a little bit more easy for you? And you want it to be epic or fruitful. How are you going to make that happen? It's not just going to decide to be epic or fruitful because you've thought this one word and you've thought, yeah, I'd like things to be that way. I mean, it helps. It sets the tone in our subconscious for how we'd like things to be. But then we have to follow that up with action. So what would fruitful look like? How can you sow the seeds for that to happen now going forward? So bring it back to like, what one thing could you start to do now to work towards that outcome that you would like to achieve? How can you bring in more of that bliss, flow, ease, whatever it is you want to create now, and actually make it happen rather than it just being this pipe dream, this wish? So I hope that's been helpful. I hope that kind of gives you some ideas and maybe inspired thoughts about what you might do to make the rest of your year go with a bang in the right way. Positive or negative, I'm always there for it. So I'd love to know what that's brought up. See you soon. Take care.